Allah Azza wa Jal provides us rizq, sustenance, and keeps us safe from many calamities in this world. One of its reasons mentioned is also that these animals live in this world and they graze here and eat. It's mentioned in a hadith. This narration is mentioned in Mujam Kabir and as well as in Sunan Bayhaqi. Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Law la ibadan rukkan wa sabiyatun rudda'un," which means, if there weren't people who do ruku, if there weren't people who establish salah, if there were no children who are fed milk, and said, if there were no animals who graze on earth, then on you, punishment of Allah would come and you would have been completely destroyed. And further it was said that grazing animals who graze on earth, that these are the animals, because of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not descend punishment. Now if these same animals are left starving, they're not fed, they're not given food, then you can imagine the severe consequences yourself. Hence, whoever used to look after them, whoever used to take care of them, and it had become part of their routine life, so they should continue this routine. And I would say, they should do more than what they used to do before, especially nowadays. Because of them, inshallah, calamities will be removed from us. Believe you me, the circle of sustenance works like this. It's very simple to understand. If you're feeding ahead, you'll also be fed from behind. You will also realize that more and more risk will come to you from Allah Azza wa Jal. When you stop giving ahead, Allah stops from behind. Believe you, it is tried and tested. And I can still remember a memorable account of my life that a person whom I knew, he once asked me an Islamic ruling that we used to feed birds on top of our roof. Now we bought a new house and we do it now, this will certainly cause mess. And as you're aware that we've got a new house, so what do you say? I said to him, do not stop that. You may choose another place or method of feeding, but don't stop their risk, or you'll face problems. But they stopped feeding birds. Believe you me, he had his own factory. Slowly he started having loss, and finally his factory was shut. And after he came moaning to ask me for any solution, I said, you stopped birds' sustenance, Allah stopped yours. هَلْ تُرْزَقُونَ إِلَّا بِدُعَافَائِكُمْ. You are granted provision because of weak. We never know we are feeding the birds, we are feeding the weak. And because of them, we are being granted provision. We are being granted provision because we are helping the weak. You give others, Allah will provide you. There is a hadith. Angels say to the person, أَنْفِقْ تُنْفَقْ. You spend, money will be spent on you. You spend, money will be spent on you. And they pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, those who spend, you spend on them. Those who withhold, you also withhold. Hence, it's very important and sensitive matter. We should look after these birds. We shouldn't let them die because of starvation. We should make some sort of necessary arrangements for their food. And remember, intentionally not providing food to animals to the extent that they die, it's no doubt an act of oppression and its consequences are very severe. Once Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned an account of a woman. A woman had kept locked up a cat. Respected viewers, listen carefully. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari. She neither gave it food or drink when she locked it up, nor freed it so that it would eat from the vermin of the earth. Eventually, in result, that cat died out of hunger. Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, just because of this reason, that woman was put into hell. Now just ponder that a woman was tormented because of a cat which she had kept locked up until it died. She was thrown into hell for that. She got this punishment for oppressing a cat. So respected viewers, animals do have certain rights too. Therefore, we should be very mindful and careful in this regard. Those that have got habit of feeding birds, they should carry on. Whereas those that can see that these birds are struggling to get food, they should also try to feed them. And in this current situation, when businesses are shut, those businesses who sell these pets, these birds that are in cages, locked up, whereas due to pandemic, these shops are closed. If they don't get food, they will die. Even due to restrictions, shops are to be closed. But some sort of legal way should be adopted in order to feed these pets, these birds. Yes, it's important so that these birds who are locked up in cages, they do not die. It is possible if we save their lives, as a result, humans' lives may also be saved, and it could be other way around. So remember, when we feed others, Allah increases our provisions.